Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Bill Belichick and InstaFace Plus, Ace Ruins Everything, and the Most Fun State. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Station. Hi, folks. I'm Billy Mazing, bringing yet another one of my revolutionary Mazing made-for-TV products exclusively to Bob and Tom Show listeners. Are all the sundry shower accessory items cluttering up your shower, making it hard for you to choose and find which thing to use next when you're showering? Well, we all know how hard it is to keep track of all the items in your shower. What with the shampoos, the fancy body washes, conditioners, sponges, falofas, back scrubbers, fog-free mirrors, water proof radios and clocks, and all the racks and shelves it takes to hold all of these items. What a mess. What can you do? Introducing my amazing shower caddy. Everything you need to organize your shower, plus it makes it quick, convenient, thorough, and fun, all wrapped into one great package.
All right, where's the conditioner? Damn it, I'm gonna be late for work again.
Excuse me, sir. Might I suggest the volumizer with aloe? It does a wonderful job. And quite tingly, too.
Wow, great idea. Thanks, shower caddy. I was doing something for the effort.
Most appreciated, sir. Thank you.
Yes, my amazing shower caddy makes all the right decisions for you to make your shower experience simple and fast. And the Billy Amazing Shower Caddy is eager to assist you in the shower in every way. Unlike regular golf caddies, my amazing shower caddy does more than just keep an eye on your balls.
Oh, really?
Stop staring.
Terribly sorry, of course, sir. Oh, dear. Look, someone seems to have dropped the soap. Would you like to pick it up, or shall I?
No, just leave it. I'll get it later. Thanks.
As you wish, sir.
That's the Billy Amazing Shower Caddy, only $59.95.
What?
You think such personalized shower service is worth almost $6,000 a year?
Uh-huh.
I do.
Taxes, insurance, vacation, and dental benefits not included. Amazing Shower Caddy not guaranteed to be straight or British. Billy Amazing Corporation not responsible for any lifestyle changes inspired by the Amazing Shower Caddy.
Call today. I'm Billy Amazing.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi, Chick.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much. A Chick at the Dude Wipes sports desk.
We were also excited about the NFL starting that I forgot to do this story yesterday. You know who's on Instagram?
Who?
Just guess. NFL. NFL. Shut up. NFL legend. Wait a minute. Before I ask this question, don't anybody doubt for a second. Ace Cosby knows this answer.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Dick Butkus.
He's dead. Okay.
Well, they can have a posthumous
Horning.
Paul Horning.
I believe Paul is also. Is Paul deceased, I think?
I don't think so.
Isaac NFL Bruce. NFL great. Isaac. Fran Tarkington.
Is it a sporting person?
Yes.
NFL great.
I think Bruce is considered an NFL great, isn't he?
I can't stand it. Bill Belichick is on Instagram.
Oh. No, he's on InstaFace.
You need to stop, Ace.
What?
It's called, he calls it InstaFace, yes. And we're going to have the audio of it, which was the big payoff of the audio I was going to play you that he says InstaFace. But Ace has shat all over. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Can we play?
And that is the correct way to, Ace has, is it Ace?
You are the king of shatting on things. That's your department. You're president. Congratulations.
By the way, sadly, Mr. Horning is no longer with us.
Yes, what? Thought, yeah.
The great, last time I saw
Paul Horning.
He was at Hall of Fame on stage in Canton, and his pants fell down.
That's funny.
Yeah. I don't think he meant it as funny.
Oh, so it's sad?
No, he didn't pull him down to wave the famous Paul Horning wand.
The Golden Dome.
Oh, he again, you got around.
Boy, somebody's pants Belichick falling down.
On Instagram because his girlfriend's 29. Does that have something to do with it?
There's nothing wrong with that.
What are you talking about, Christy? You have a problem?
Tom, you want to take her out back? Gee. You hold her while we beat her?
A woman is upset the man's dating a younger girl?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, what a thought.
Yeah. I've never noticed that. Oh, wait a minute.
Me either. Anyway.
I dated a younger, married a younger man.
Of course. You've always been a cradle
16
robber.
Minutes?
He was 10 years younger. He's the father of my children.
No, that's not allegedly. Yeah, who knows?
Let's hear this guy out for a second.
No, you're allegedly their mother. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Allegedly.
So what have you got? I don't understand.
We're trying to play the audio from Instagram. There he is. There's Bill on Ace told everyone. InstaFace.
Hello, everyone.
There he is.
Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too. Over the past few months, and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join SnapFace, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, InstaFace. See you soon.
Hello, everyone. He's doing that on purpose.
He's having some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where.
Are you following him on Instagram?
Well, where Bill Belichick said InstaFace, that's where everyone would have laughed and had a great time.
SnapFace was pretty funny.
What happened
instead
there?
Of Snapchat.
What do you think happened, Tom?
Yeah, no, but he ruined the it. He shouldn't have said SnapFace. He did the setup. He'd already used the joke.
Yeah.
You have him do it again,
Tom. Yeah. But I think we can since Ace, as Chip put it. Now, what is? Help me with the grammar here, Josh. Ace has shat on it, or was it? Would it be, you can say that. Ace just shat on it?
Yes, simply shat on the joke.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Our sports guy said he's on Instagram.
There it is.
That's not what he said.
See, there you go. You are a treasure.
I like truth.
You're a treasure.
I believe in truth.
He's a treasure. I'm not sure how he's working here, but he's... Well, I guess I am.
Something happened.
It's a treasure.
Ace is my man. Now, we have...
Do you want to see a map of where Sao Paulo is for tonight's game between the Eagles and the...
I know.
Once again, Ace knows where Sao Paulo, Brazil is, by God.
That way.
No, it's not.
Actually, Ace, it's that way.
There it is. Look at that.
Whoa, I thought it was at the top of there.
And they are an hour ahead of us.
Huh.
What time zone are they?
I don't know.
An hour ahead of us.
I don't know. I don't think they adhere to. I don't know. It's a world. It's not like Eastern. It's Eastern plus an hour.
Yeah, these third world countries.
What do they call it?
BA.
Brasilia Standard Time.
BCT. Brasilia Standard Time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, nice. What time will it start in America?
It's an 8-hour flight, Tom. Do you know that?
They're an hour ahead of us, so I don't know what time they're going to start. But
what time will it start in America, Chip?
8:15 in America. That's 9:15
Eastern Standard Time.
In South
Paulo. Eastern Daylight Time. Sorry, this is. Why are we talking about this?
Yeah,
we're all trying to say it before
daylight savings. Never mind.
My head.
But you have to have Peacock to watch it.
Yes, exclusively on Peacock.
Okay,
and if you don't have Peacock, I'm sure things will pick up for you at some point in your life. Okay.
So I'm assuming you don't have Peacock, Ace?
$5.
That's a shame. David Rush. David Rush has broken his own Guinness World Record for the most.
Why would he?
An insincere "that's a shame" is my favorite thing.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. Yeah, that's well done.
For the most table tennis balls bounced against a wall with his mouth in 30 seconds.
It's amazing.
And if you haven't, seen this video, you haven't.
Do we have any of the video? Lived. This is absolutely.
There he is.
No, he's
ridiculous.
See, he has to catch the ball. It's one ping pong ball, and he's shooting it about. It's like 4 or 5 feet away from.
Ridiculous.
That does.
He's going to win an AVN award for what he's doing.
I mean, you know what that looks like?
Man.
It took him a year of practice to get this technique. It almost looks fake. It's so amazing.
Why is he breaking his own record? That doesn't make sense.
To prevent, because he wants to break a record every week. The man has a business. He's got a.
I thought he was breaking a record. Somebody else had broken his record.
It is repulsive. It
like you tell
back alley
me
in New Orleans.
Yeah. Which presidential candidate will outlaw David Rush? I'm voting for them and sending them to.
I love this thing, and it's so much harder. You've got to see the video.
Rush placed a ping pong ball in his mouth, launched it against the wall, catched it in his mouth, and repeated the action as many times as possible in 30 seconds. He's now up the record to 47 bounces.
It's amazing.
Beating his previous record of 43.
It is absolutely amazing. It kind of reminds me of a video that I saw.
I bet.
It was a woman in Tijuana.
Yeah.
And it was a vastly different technique. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of catching. There sure was a lot of shooting.
Let me ask you this. Could she sing while doing it?
Nope.
Oh. Well, why didn't you?
I thought you were.
The lady I saw shot a ping pong ball across the.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, then she can sing. She's not using her mouth.
Yeah, it's out of her.
Oh, I see.
Now, if you can sing out of that. You got yourself
now
a show.
You got something.
Oh, yeah. That's that famous. Who was that? The Sherry Lewis knockoff?
No. Did you know she could blow out a candle with it, too?
What? Oh.
Yeah, all you would hear was. And the candle would go out.
That's control.
I thought you saw that, Christy.
I did. Now that you mentioned.
That would be. Practicing that would be really dangerous.
The thing about the video chick and I saw was it was in a theater. There were couples. They were dressed up. Do you remember this?
Sure. We were on a date.
We were not on a date. It was in the back room. But it was like they were like all dressed. The ladies were dressed very nicely. Huh. The men were in
suits.
A
night out at the theater.
Yes.
It was a freak show.
Well, there's no reason to judge.
I want to know how she found out she could do that with it.
Right? Yeah.
Probably sonically, I'm guessing.
No.
What do you mean?
In a post-coital moment, there was probably...
Queefing?
Queef?
Put a candle there.
Queefing.
Queef.
Boy.
There was probably a lot of air flowing, if you will.
Right.
I don't think we need to pursue this any longer, but in any event...
Linda's birthday. You want a piece of cake? No, thank you.
She blew the candles out. Yeah. She did.
Left some icing.
Yeah, she did.
Had to mount the table. Very awkward. No, it's a cool record. Congratulations.
Not one person thinks it's cool.
It is. I mean, it looks
disgusting.
I can't believe how far away from the wall he is.
He's got to be breaking a law somehow. Can't we have him in prison?
Oh, it's incredibly homoerotic. And
that's not right.
It really is. If you were to party with David Rush, would you? I'd walk up to David. Is there any way I can get a ping pong ball and you'll do this?
No.
And he had to go through, he had to sterilize the floor to practice because he didn't want to have to sterilize each ping pong ball every time he tried it. It's very complicated. It's quite a chore.
A real workhorse, that guy.
His sons have to be going up to their mom. Will you please leave this guy?
Isn't David Rush your dad?
Yes.
Come on over here for your 3:15 beating.
Cats in the cradle and the spoon.
I bet he's great at beer pong. He does all kinds of cool stunts.
Thwop. I've got something I think you're going to like, Tom. A couple of nights ago, Christopher Bridges threw out the first pitch at a Braves game. That's right. The one and only Ludacris.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It was Ludacris. They had Ludacris bobblehead night. He's from Atlanta. They made a big damn deal about him being it. But not only that, he went to the mound and threw out the first pitch, and he was had some interesting, and Ace knows all about this. Let me tell you that right off the, have you seen it?
Do you know what context this was?
Okay, here we go. Let's go. Here's Ludacris. Go ahead and play it, and we'll talk with Ace. There, he has the big arms.
Oh.
There he goes.
Ludacris night, and it's like,
like, it's full-on Luda, right? That's the stand-up costume. I don't know if you remember that music video, Pete Moylan. He threw out the pitch with those arms, right? It's
these weird fake
absurd what he's
arms,
doing here.
Yeah.
Hulk-like
hey, look at that watch.
Low-key? Low-key? That's pretty solid.
That's wild.
Given the situation.
He had crazy giant sneakers on, and he used
very
to go
silly
up and do stand-up that way?
Really?
I didn't know he did stand-up. Those,
it's from his video stand-up where he's wearing that and dancing around.
Those fake arms, they're perfect.
Yeah, they look good. I mean, the same shade.
Yeah, they're perfect.
They're incredible.
I don't know how he did that. That was a great throw.
Yeah, with the fake arms.
Right?
Well, there you go.
Yikes. I would love to see him in an episode of the Mr. Pfister Show.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. We're going to need a doctor.
Yeah. Just one show is all. Just one
we got to get you out on a mountain and have you throw out the first pitch, Tom.
He's got a bad wing.
I know. It'd be funny.
I'd have to throw it underhand.
Well, that'd be all right.
Now, my right arm doesn't work real well. We got Christy Lee at the news desk. What have you got over there?
To determine which dates are the most fun, there's new research out there and Wallet Hub. Compared all 50 using a variety of metrics that fit into two key categories, entertainment, recreation, and nightlife. Based on the scoring method, what do you think the most fun state in the United States would be?
Florida?
The most what?
Got to be Florida.
Josh is a winner. Florida.
The most what state?
Fun.
The most fun state?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, Disney, I think you got Disney and you've got Universal.
Yeah.
Oceans get a lot of points.
You got snake hunting.
Yeah.
And think about it. I mean, people to get to Florida, people risk their lives on rafts to get there. That tells you something.
Well, they're
I mean, you don't see them doing that. You don't see you don't see a raft that looks like a Nash Rambler that some guy made looking for the shores of Delaware.
You're right. He is right.
Jesus, Tom. It's proximity. Yes. It has nothing to do with it.
I don't know about that. I know. No. I want to go to Florida.
It's, yeah.
I want to go see Mickey.
Who came in second place?
California.
Yeah, see? Oh, same thing. People floating on rafts from Japan. Looking for that legal weed.
Yep. Yeah. Number three, Nevada. Number four, New York. And number five, Colorado.
Okay.
It's skiing. It's Colorado.
Colorado.
Is that because of skiing and weed?
Maybe. It's the categories are entertainment and recreation and nightlife. So
I think you'd be shocked at how few people ski as a leisure activity. Yes.
Ooh,
I and
like
I said
that.
Leisure.
Leisure.
Yeah. I'm trying to speak your language.
Leisure?
I like
you mean
it.
Leisure?
Under 10% people ski.
10% of who?
Everyone.
People alive in America.
Yeah, but what kind of people, though?
I see.
Well, I think I think I'd rather stick with just people.
I mean,
people.
You know, there's my kind. We're highly discriminated against.
In 2023, a total of 18.46 million Americans went skiing.
Out of 360 million people in America, something like that, right? Or however many million. How many million do we have?
Hell, I don't know.
I don't either.
18 million. That's
too
probably
many. I said that yesterday.
Josh is working it
too
out.
Too many people.
What are you doing over there, Josh?
10%.
I'm looking at the numbers
15%?
Here.
He's running the numbers because you won't. He's scared. Them,
Now, 5.3 million went cross-country skiing, and that was up from 4.8.
Oh.
Wow, that's even a smaller number.
Yeah, that's hard and boring.
18 million people went skiing.
That's great.
That's a lot.
That's more than
that's
I thought.
Yeah, that's a lot more than I thought, too, but... But yeah, you're right.
And what is people risk their lives on
it's 5%
RVs to get to Colorado and Utah to ski, Wyoming, Idaho.
The five least fun states.
Here we go. Come on, Ohio.
Nope. Number 46, Arkansas.
What?
47, Rhode Island. 48, Delaware. 49, Mississippi, and bringing up the rear, West Virginia.
Some skiing. You can ski in West Virginia.
Let me tell you something. One of the most
that whitewater.
All those states are beautiful,
awesome,
by the way.
Yes.
In that list, they're all
some
gorgeous.
Of the most breathtaking, exhilarating times of my life is in during a snowstorm on the West Virginia Turnpike.
Yes.
When you think you're going to die,
now that's exciting.
You want to ski? Yeah, try
even
that.
A mild rain.
Woo!
Makes that.
Yes. The cold dust makes it unexpected.
Whoever did this wallet hub, whatever the hell that is, it's probably skewed by theme parks, I think.
Florida came out on top thanks to the number of restaurants, amusement parks, arcades, and music festivals it has.
Now, do they offset it by sad losers and trailer parks?
Boy.
I don't know. Who are you? What?
You mean, Florida has plenty of that. I'm not going to say sad losers.
They have plenty of trailer parks because a lot of retired people live in trailers.
You said sad losers and trailer parks.
Because you and I look at people differently.
Entirely. I think all thinking
people. You often see
it
a sad loser. I see a guy who's figured it out.
Yeah.
Resourceful.
Yeah. He didn't spend all his money on his house.
I see a guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're right.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.